The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were waiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. She was advanced in years, and then lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, until she was a widow until she was 84. The question is, how old was she a widow? How long was she a widow? Some say she was a widow 84 years. Some puts it at 60-something years, maybe 63. Because when you look at the age women got married in the first century, in the time of Jesus, it was around between 12 and 14. 12 and 14, thereabout. Maximum 16. So if she got married at 14 or 15 or 16, and she lived with her husband 7 years, that puts her about 21. So even if she was 84 when this happened, that would have been 60-something years, 63 years or thereabout. She was a widow. But if she was a widow for 84 years, which means she must have been 105 years. Now, whatever it is, that was how long she did not have a husband. And she took to serving the Lord. The scripture refers to her as a prophetess. She worshipped in the temple night and day. She never left the temple, fasting and praying. What lesson do we learn from her? Why does the church want us to take a look at this noble woman? Because she never resorted to self-pity. She did not begin to blame herself. God, why? Why did you take my husband after 7 years, just 7 years? She devoted herself to serving the Lord in the temple night and day, rather, instead. Her faith led her to choose serving God as the only option. And she was rewarded. She found joy serving the Lord. She wasn't forced to do it. And God rewarded her with this precious moment of the dedication of the Son of God, God coming into his temple. In other words, God sees, God hears. God hears our prayers. God knows what we are going through. And she was never deterred by her life situation. she continued to serve God. May we too continue to serve the Lord in season and out of season.